book. I don't know what the words, you don't know what they were, no one else knows. One death that we have given to us. And when something is said like this, we have a tendency to want it, what we find worth. There is no telling what all that the Lord did. No telling. So we do know one thing, that it is better, wonderful signs to get out there to write in the book. But he said, he, that is, he that are written, were written that we might believe that Jesus is Christ, the Son of the living God. What is so important about believing in Jesus is the Christ, the Anointed One, the living God. It says here, and that believing you might have to rise. Here he says, that's the important part. You can't have life without Jesus. You can't have Jesus without believing. Believe in it unless you hear about it. And these wonderful things that John has written that you might know about Jesus. Now, chapter 1 of the book of John gives an idea. He said, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Same as in the beginning of God. All things were made by it, and without it, without anything true, it was. In other words, the book starts out by a declaration that Jesus Christ is God. And the book God is the creator of all things. This God was made manifest in flesh. Read verse 14. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ in the Philippians 2. I don't know how you could have a greater scripture. And I don't know how you could be born in time. Than to know that that person is God himself. He is God. He is the Creator. I'm glad to believe it in him. These things are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. When they take me back by inspiration in his book, they take me back in his book, and inspire them, and tell me that Jesus is God. You can't have a better Savior than that. I'm glad to believe. But go on. And it was life, and the life is the life of men. Life and life are used interchangeably to represent or symbolize life, knowledge, righteousness, and the very is body there. Of righteousness and the epitome of righteousness is wrapped up in Jesus Christ. In him dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead bodily. tradition that one of the questions of Jesus was being found.
You say, do you believe that so? I don't know if so or not.
Very well, could have been. Some thought it was very bad. Because the wedding season. And Jesus is called. And then, in verse 3, it says, when they wanted wine, the multitude said unto him, they have no wine. The rest of this statement is very difficult, for the action is perfect to understand, because it looks that Jesus rebuked his mother. Jesus did not rebuke his mother. He said, woman, what have I to do with thee? Thine hour is not yet come. His mother said unto the servant, whatsoever says unto you, do it. Now, I don't know what all of this falls in that statement of Jesus. That's why you say, none of us not yet come. But we do know that up to this time, we have not performed a miracle. But the mother said to the servant, whatever he says, do. Now this gives a little proof to the idea. So there were set 6 water pots of stone. After men had purified the Jews, things should be circumcised. Jesus saith unto them, fill the water pots with water. They filled them up to the brim. He saith unto them, draw out now. Bear unto the governor of the feast, and they bear it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that had been made wine, and knew not what it was, the servant to do the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom, said to him as a man at the beginning, let's set forth good wine, and when all men had drunk, that is, well drunk and drunk freely, then that which is worse, but thou hast kept good wine unto them. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Canaan, Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on. This was miracle number one. Let us return to God about wine for the drinking or the not drinking of the wine is concerned. It's not the message. What I am concerned about is the fact that Jesus has the power to transform that water into wine. This is the beginning of the miracle. And it shows us the transforming power of Jesus. And it's very interesting to me to know that this is the way that he sets forth his miracle. And it's this. Because after all, that's really what Jesus and his ministry is all about. Faith is faith. And so, you can change your life into a transform. You can transform your life.
America, number one, they were the top ranking religion movement. They could even compare it. Not only that, but he was a leader. Well, some part of the government, a ruler. It is said that he was a military officer from Houston Court, which meant that he was of the top military religion among all the people. Now, this same one came to Jesus, the man, and he addresses him with the Hebrew title of Rabbi. Jesus didn't object to it. He said, Rabbi, thou art the teacher come from God, and no man can do these miracles, the sign that God is, except God be with us. Now, what's the response? What's the response to Jesus? Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, and it is truly, truly. The Greek word is amen, amen. This is where we get our expression, amen or amen. And it means truth. Amen, amen, he said. I say unto thee, except a man be born again, anew, he cannot see the kingdom of God. This is the Bible pointed, stated by Jesus, apparently without any further explanation. This man was a brainy man, but he was lost. This man was a religious man, but he was lost. This man was a ruler among you, but he was lost. He was a good man, lost sinner. Jesus cut it to the heart, the first thing. Amen, amen, he said, God. But he said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. This man thought that he was already part of God. This man thought that he was already in the kingdom of God. This man thought that the kingdom of God revolved around him and his group. And Jesus laid it low. Nicodemus came back with a second question. He said, how can a man be born when he's old? And he entered the second time into his present group and he's born. The part of the question. All should be dead. Now, Jesus comes back and he says, amen, amen. I said it is, except a man be born of water